Okay, so we just heard a beautiful scripture that talked about Jesus and the disciples. They were up on a mountain, and when they were on that mountain, Jesus was transformed. His clothes became dazzling white, and it says his face shone really, really bright. Well, I want to read to you some other scriptures, and I'm going to read to you quite a few, and then I want you to tell me what is in common with all of these scriptures, okay? So you have to listen very carefully and tell me what's the same about all of them, okay? Here's one. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in a flame of fire within a bush. Here's the next one. Then God's fire fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell face down and said, God, He is God. God, He is God. Okay, I've got another one here. God spread a cloud as a covering and gave a fire to light up the night. Here's one that I know that you've heard before. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed beyond measure. And here's something that Jesus said that I want you to hear. I came to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already set ablaze. What was the same in all of those scriptures, Serena? They all had fire in them, didn't they? Fire helps us to recognize God. The first scripture was Moses seeing the burning bush. And when he saw the burning bush, he recognized that God was present with him. When the people in Israel were making sacrifices to another god, God poured down fire upon an altar so that everyone there would recognize that it was God who was with them, right? And then we had the fire that led the people of Israel through the wilderness. So fire always tells us where God is. So why do we have those candles lit in our worship service today? What does that mean? That God is here. And do they help us recognize that God is here? Yeah, they sure do. They help us to recognize God is here. How about the flowers? Do they help us recognize that God is here? All right, what happens when you... Where did those flowers come from? Can you tell? From a garden, and what made that flower grow in the garden? A seed. And where does the seed go in order for it to grow? In the ground. Is the ground dark or light? The ground, and when you put it in the down in the dirt, is that a dark place for it? It's pretty dark in the ground, isn't it? Yeah, it's dark down there. And what makes that seed grow? Do you know? What happens to seeds when they start growing? Destiny? Water helps, absolutely. What else? Do you know those seeds have to break open? They have to open up so that the rest of the flower can come through. And you're right, sunlight. What is the sun? What's the sun made of? What? Fire. The sun is a big ball of fire, isn't it? So when the fire makes those flowers bloom, we see something of God's glory, don't we? And that's how it is when God's love comes into our hearts, then we get to understand more of who God is, don't we? And we can see God a little bit more clearly. So there were some disciples one day after Jesus was crucified and died and after he buried, there were some disciples that were walking along a road. And Jesus showed up to walk with them, but they didn't recognize him until Jesus told them all the stories and broke bread. And then the disciples said to each other, weren't our hearts ablaze within us while he was talking with us on the road and explaining the scriptures to us. So God's love came into their hearts, and their hearts were on fire. Have you ever felt like your heart was on fire? Yeah? When was that? Do you remember? You don't remember? How about when you hug your puppy? Does that make your heart warm? When you give your puppy a hug? Yeah, that makes your heart warm, doesn't it? What do you think makes that happen? Love makes that happen. Serena, you are right there on it. Did you ever have something that you really loved to make your heart feel warm, Rochelle? Yeah? That's a good thing, isn't it? We're here to celebrate that today. We're here to celebrate that there are two hearts in our congregation that have come together, and they are very warm because God has given them a love to share with one another. Okay? So love is a good thing, and it helps us to recognize more of God in our midst, doesn't it? Can we pray? Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for helping us recognize you. May we be especially attentive to the presence of fire. May we allow your love to fill our hearts with warmth. And may we share that love everywhere we go. Amen.